Foiled Again is going for a win on Saturday night in the Ben Franklin at Mohegan Sun Pocono Downs, but this is more than another stakes race. If this individual gets even a minor spoil, I would think, he will be the only pacer on the planet to surpass $5 million in lifetime earnings, and that is amazing. In addition to the fact that he's 9 years old, he just set a world record in the limbs of the Ben Franklin. The man who has been overseeing his career and all that success is on the other end of my line. Ron Burke, does Foiled Again still amaze you?
Yeah, every time I think that he's done nothing more that could amaze me, he comes back with something like the last 2 weeks where you just left shaking your head wondering, you know, when will it end?
How did he come out of his limb? I mean, it was a tough trip. It was a peak effort, and it was all you could ask for. How did he come out of it?
He really has never been bothered by how hard he's raced. That's probably what makes him, you know, different than any horse we've ever had. No matter how hard you race him, he comes back the next week even better off hard trip. So, you know, with that, we don't even worry about that with him anymore. He's so resilient. It's unbelievable.
What do you do to keep him in shape? I mean, and happy. Do you have, you know, any, without giving away too many secrets, any stall companions, any toys that he plays with? I mean, he's obviously a happy horse.
No, he just gets a lot of work in between. You know, we're big believers in training hard, and he fits right in with the rest of them. When he first got here, he wasn't a real good trainer, you know, but over the last few years and the hundreds of trips he's trained, he's got it down. So now that he's actually a very good trainer, so he's much more willing and, you know, we ask him to train, you know, fast quarters every week, and every time in between weeks he trains. So to be one of the horses that do real well for us that thrive on it, and, you know, that thing is with us, they either do real well or they tend to not hold up and have to move on to another barn.
What do the vets tell you? Are they picking up some things about him that make him just so extraordinary from a physiological point of view? I mean, would he appear to have, say, a larger than average heart? And that's a good thing. Anything like that?
If anything, he's very nondescript in every sense of the word. I mean, he's not a great looking horse, great build horse. He's just, I guess he's an efficient horse, which makes him, you know, run the West every time you saw him, you thought that's what standard bred's supposed to look like. You know, this one has always looked like his stepchild next to him, but his ability to just stay sound, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's not real big. He's not, everything's compact and fits in one, you know, small area, and that tends to keep him, I think, a little bit sounder than most horses.
And it would also, I would think, make him adaptable to any size track. There's not a bias on a horse like that, and he's proven that the way he races on, you know, the half mile, the 5/8, 7/8 in the mile.
Yeah, the truth being that he has definitely stepped up on the half to the 5/8. In the mile track, some of the bigger horses do gain an advantage on him. So he holds his own, but he's much tougher on the smaller tracks because he doesn't slow down at all. And most of the big horses have to slow down too when turns are coming.
No, there's certainly something to be said for that. Foiled Again would appear to be heading to a level that won the West, and you mentioned won the West a moment ago, could not, even though we all thought that won the West could, and that is to surpass Gallo Blue Chip's earnings record. What is it that makes him different from a won the West, say?
The biggest thing from, you know, West is that West at the end got so big and he had a hard time his weight handling it, and he got, you know, as powerful as he was, I think it was somewhat the downfall of him that he had all that muscle and mass to, you know, stroll around on his legs. Foiled, on the other hand, being more compact, just, you know, kept the weight down, and I think it's led to him being a much more durable horse. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're both two of my favorite horses, you know, probably with Maltese, you know, three that I, you know, have the most respect for what they did.
Maltese Artis was a personal favorite of mine, and not for the fact that I happen to be of Maltese descent, but I just love the heart on that guy.
Yeah, that, still in my heart of hearts, is my favorite all-time horse. He was
really?
The horse that brought us to where we are today, and as far as I'm concerned. He was the first horse that, you know, showed people that we could do it on the national stage, and that, you know, the Burke Racing Stable was capable of taking care of, you know, top horses.
Well, it sure did. It did put you on the map. You're right. If Foiled Again surpasses $5 million, where do you think that puts him among the top age pacers in harness racing history?
I think, you know, you always got to go by generation. And it's hard to compare generations because it's so, you know, so different. But, you know, I have to think now you know, he starts to be considered the top one of his generation. You know, longevity, speed, you know, championships. He's done everything you could ask of a horse. So, you know, I think he's, you know, you got to mention him when you talk about him. There's, the thing is, now it even seems like the aged game is going to be the best that it's been in decades. So I'm anxious, you know, to see, you know, how he holds up the rest of the year racing. To me, the best bunch of invite horses that I've seen easily since I've been racing horses.
Let's talk about that because, you know, the aged crowd may be getting a little bigger now because the four-year-olds have been given more encouragement to race. Do you think that'll make it easier for others to maybe hit that 5 million threshold?
No, I actually think it'll make it harder because you're going to spread the money out. And that's the thing is, even, you know, that now that more of them are staying racing, it's going to be harder to dominate classes. You know, every year you're going to have that many more coming to go into the same races. So I really think it's going to make it harder for horses to do because no horse is going to win. You know, he's won so many in a row in the Leasy and so many, you know, races where he's won the race or been second in the race in the final so many years in a row. I don't think you're going to see that. It's going to be too tough to do it just because, and the only way would be is that the true super horse stayed and raced till he was, you know, six, seven, maybe, you know, maybe somebody somewhere had raced till he's six or seven, you know, somebody mm-hmm. like him could have done it.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for a horse to dominate, I think, because you're going to be your best four-year-olds are going to race the best five-year-olds, who's going to be the best six-year-olds. There's somewhat of a glut of studs,
yeah.
So you're not going to see a lot of horses yeah. go off the studs. You're going to see a lot of great horses race against each other.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see. When do you think another pacer will come close to his earnings right now?
You know, it's tough. You know, I hope in my barn, you know, I look at Sweet Lou.
Mm.
He's got 2 million. He's, you know, just under 2 million. He's four. So, you know, I look and say, you know, for history, he was the best of the three-year-olds I've ever had. So why could he not do it? You know, and
yeah.
I plan to race him at least two more years. You know, he'll get better than Cheddar. I mean, he's a horse that's starting to rack up money. You know, but the thing is he planning on doing it for four more years or three more years?
I kind of wish he would because that is one heck of a great rivalry, and it's great for the sport. When I talk about a rivalry, obviously, I mean better than Cheddar and Foiled Again. In fact, Foiled Again made me look like a genius, which is pretty hard to do because when he was in the Des Smith Classic at my home track of Rito, you know, there was some talk that maybe Foiled Again isn't quite up to his game, and I said, no way. It's going to be better than Cheddar and Foiled Again. Right down to the wire, and guess what? There it was. So thank you, Foiled Again.
Yeah, that was probably the best race of the year last year. If anybody got a chance to see it, it was an unbelievable effort because you had two horses stride for stride, basically,
yeah.
for 5/8 of a mile, you know. So
yeah.
you know, the other horse is a very good horse, and Casey does a great job, and they always have a top driver, and it makes it, you know, fun to race them guys. And,
yeah.
you know, this year, you just add a bunch more. I mean, the four-year-olds, you know, them two plus a ton of four-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be really tough.
It's like affirmed Aladar times nine. It's going to be great.
Right, no. Yeah, no, as I said, I've seen it already in the eliminations. Like this week, it's going to be a barn burner. I mean, I very easily could see, you know, the world record following this week if the, you know,
wow.
the weather's good. Because there's not going to be any sitting on the rail. If you want to win, you're going to have to get out and earn it. So everybody's going to be out moving.
Lots of flow. How do you rate his chances?
You know, the thing is, I kind of like it when it is more like that because he tends to, you know, like races more where there is more action.
He has lived up to everybody's expectations and beyond, and it's just going to be such a thrill to watch him in the final coming up this weekend at Mohegan Sun at Pocono Downs. Ron Burke, you're a very busy man. How many horses do you have under your care right now?
I'm a little bit over 250, probably right where in that number.
You know, if you just applied yourself a bit more, Ron, did your parents ever tell you that?
Yeah, it's just the thing is, you know, times are good right now if you have racehorses, so I've got to do as much as I can, and I enjoy racing, and my whole family and my whole barn enjoys racing, so it, you know, makes it a lot more easy.
Yeah, it sure does. What a pleasure talking to you. Ron, all the best, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.